Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. This week, here in the United States, is Thanksgiving week. We have a tradition in this country, which designates a day wherein friends and family gather together around a table and give thanksgiving. We have a message today that I hope the saints of God, having heard it, will be given an understanding about Thanksgiving. A few weeks ago, we delivered a message out of Psalm 34, wherein it says, "The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him," King James says, "shall be desolate." And as we expanded understanding of that word being translated desolate, it means none shall be ashamed, none shall be condemned, none shall be punished, none shall feel guilt, none shall incur guilt. That's an amazing statement. And if it were just left there, one could have some doubt as to its veracity, as to the veracity of that statement. But last week, through the teaching of a gift of God to the church, we came to more knowledge and understanding as to God's plan for the salvation of his people. Now, you know, one time Dr. Scott wrote a book and he said, there are always new attendees to the teaching, and that the teaching needs to incorporate for babes as well as mature people. Well, I don't have time to go back and talk to new people today. The message of Psalm 34, the message of Romans 3:25, of faith in the blood, and what God in Christ has done for us, we can look again at that verse in Leviticus, and bear with me, I'm turning to it. You know, this message develops as we speak. For the life, King James offers an alternative to that. The vital portion, the nephesh is the word, the life, the vital part of the soul is in the blood. He, Dr. Scott said, the life, the ruach, the Spirit of God makes its home in the soul. And God speaking and says, I have given, King James says it. Dr. Scott translates it, he, she, I have given him to you upon the altar to make an atonement, King James says, for your souls, to make a covering for the sins of your soul, for it is the blood that makes a covering for the sins of your soul. Today, I want to put a light on another verse of Scripture. Open your Bibles to the book of Galatians. Go to the second chapter, and I'll read beginning in the 16th verse. Knowing, Paul says, that a man is not righteousified, let's read it correctly, by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have faith in Jesus Christ, that we might be righteousified by the faith of Christ. And he repeats himself, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be righteousified. But if, while we seek to be righteousified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, Paul asks the question, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? He says, King James translation, God forbid. The literal, certainly not. Absolutely not. I'm just going to read. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. For I am crucified with Christ. They that trust in the Lord shall not be desolate, or shall not be guilty. But I am guilty. Paul says, I'm crucified with Christ. Well, if that's the truth, he's saying he's dead. He died with Christ. And he answers, nevertheless, I live. Yet, Paul says, not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who loved me and gave himself for me. I fail today. Paul fails today. If with the understanding that God has gifted us through his Spirit, everyone that hears this message does not, like Paul, make it personal, that with Paul, we might say. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. And gave himself for me. I want to go back to Paul's use of that word gave in this same letter of the Galatians, wherein he opens, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins. His life and the life made its home in the blood, and the blood made a covering for my sins. And yours. Why did he do this? For he gave for our sin, he gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. So full of evil. But it says, who gave? Why did Jesus do this? This word in the Greek, who gave, is in the middle voice. That means he did it for himself. Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver. Again, middle voice. It means this not only giving of himself, but to deliver. That is for his own sake. That he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. If we went on in Galatians, Paul will use this word gave again in the 15th verse of the third chapter, explaining, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. He will go on to say in the 22nd verse of the third chapter, but the scripture has concluded all under sin, that's me and you, that the promise by, and if we had the Greek, we would see another word added that the King James doesn't leave out, that the King James does leave out, but the scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by the faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that faith. And faith is acting on the promises of God. For 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, all the promises are in him, that is, the promises of God are in him, that is, Jesus Christ, yea, and in him, amen. We have the understanding now of the fulfillment of that which Psalm 34 says, that they that trust in the Lord shall not be desolate, guilty, ashamed, incur guilt, feel guilty. Explained. By that wonderful sentence of Paul found in the third chapter of Romans, and it's a long one. But now, how is it possible for a sinner like me, one guilty, or like you, to not be guilty, to not incur guilt, to not feel guilty, to not be condemned? Well, it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Herein is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Romans 3:21. But now, a righteousness of God without the law is manifest, is uncovered, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even a righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all the faithing ones. For here, listen, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being righteousified freely by his grace, unmerited favor, through the redemption, the price paid, the covering supplied by the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God has set forever before his place, speaking of before his face, speaking of Jesus Christ, to be the hilasterion, to be the place of hilarity. Yay, it's true, I'm not guilty. Being found in the perfect one. And that through faith in his blood, in his life. By grace, Ephesians 2 says, are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, even the faith of Jesus Christ. When Solomon I believe in this portion a type of Christ, though all natural types fall short, when Solomon was at the apex of his life, it is said in 1 Kings 10, I just read the passages. Beginning in verse 1 of 1 Kings 10. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her, or solved her, all her questions. And there was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. That is a spirit of questioning. And she said to the king, it was a true word that I heard in my own land of your acts and of your wisdom. She said, howbeit I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. But the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, faith, the substance of things not seen, the evidence of things hoped for. This is a small glimpse into a response we're going to have in heaven, in Christ Jesus. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and my eyes had seen it. And behold, astonishingly, this is an astonishing statement, the half was not told me. We don't have the half. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has entered into the minds of men what God has in store. For those who wait, that is, with an expectancy, with a hope, in what God has promised. The last words of the Apostle Peter, 2 Peter 3:18, tells us but grow in grace, that is, in unmerited favor, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now, that means today, and forever. Paul says in the third chapter of Colossians to put a context, I'm going to start at the 10th verse. I'm going to start in the 9th verse. Paul speaking, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new, which is renewed. That wonderful passage of 2 Corinthians 4, which says, though the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed day by day. And put on the new, which is renewed. How's it being renewed? In the knowledge, after the image of him, the new man. That is God that created him, the new man. Where? There is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond, free, but Christ is all. And in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy God, sanctified. God did this, holy and beloved. Who loved me? Who loved you? Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a complaint, a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on King James says charity, charis, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. This is the purpose. Ye are called in one body, Jesus said. Father, make them one, as you and I are one. I in you and you in me, make them one. To the which ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. In the tradition of this country, the country has a day to stop and be thankful, and most do give thanks for that which they see. But we, whom God has called in Christ before the foundations of the world through the knowledge of his word, are called to be thankful every day. As it says, in everything, give thanks to God, for this is the will of the Father concerning you in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And in everything, we give thanks to God, our Father, and to our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the God School for today.